Get your Bibles, and I'd like for you to turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. I want to speak with you a message today entitled, Finding Favor with God. Finding Favor with God. How many of you want to have the favor of God? Praise the Lord. Let's look at what the Word says today. Luke chapter 1. And let's begin reading at verse 26. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
A los seis meses, Dios envió al ángel Gabriel a Nazaret, pueblo de Galilea.
It says, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
A visitar a una joven virgen comprometida para casarse con un hombre que se llamaba José, un descendiente de David, la virgen se llamaba María.
And the angel came to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
El ángel se acercó a ella y le dijo, te saludo, tú has recibido el favor de Dios, el Señor está contigo.
And when she saw him, she was troubled by his words and considered in her mind what kind of greeting this might be.
Ante estas palabras, María se perturbó y preguntaba, ¿qué podría significar este saludo?
But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
No tengas miedo, María. Dios te ha concedido su favor, le dijo el ángel.
Praise the Lord, you have found favor with God.
Alabra, Señor. Has encontrado favor por Dios.
Let's pray. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray that your word would come forth with clarity, simplicity, and yet with power. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand your heart's desire toward us. And Lord, we thank you for all that you will do. Bless the preaching of your word this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. This story that we just read is the announcement to Mary that she is going to have a child. These words to Mary were a surprise.
Estas palabras para María era una sorpresa.
She was there living her life, serving the Lord as she knew.
Ella estaba ahí sirviendo al Señor como ella sabía.
And the scripture says the angel Gabriel was sent to her to give her these words.
Las escrituras dicen que le mandaron al ángel Gabriel, como las escrituras dicen.
And for a moment, put yourself in her shoes. She wasn't striving to please God.
She
wasn't striving to please God.
Ella no estaba queriendo,
like she wasn't working hard to please God.
Ella no estaba trabajando muy duro para complacer al Señor.
She was just living her life for God.
Ella estaba viviendo su vida por Dios.
And then one day, out of nowhere, the angel Gabriel appears to her.
Y un día, sin nada, el ángel se le apareció.
And the angel speaks these wonderful words to her.
Y el ángel le habla estas palabras hermosas.
The scripture says that he came to her and said, greetings.
La palabra de la escritura dice que él se acercó y le dijo, le dio saludos.
And it says, you are highly favored.
Que has tenido el favor del Señor.
This angel is saying from God above, you are highly favored, Mary.
Y este ángel vino y le dijo a María que ella había tenido el favor de Dios.
Can you imagine if you were Mary?
Se pueden imaginar si ustedes fueran María.
And all of a sudden you hear these wonderful words from God through this angel. You are highly favored. These are wonderful words. Most people want to hear these kinds of words from people. But can you imagine hearing those words from God? We just heard the message from with tongues and interpretation just a little bit ago. The lenguas?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for those words from the Lord.
No, yo no pregunté por esas palabras del Señor.
But the Lord speaks because of His favor.
Pero el Señor habla por su favor.
We don't deserve it.
No lo merecemos.
But He loves us.
Pero Él nos ama.
And He loves you.
Y te ama a ti.
And He loved Mary.
Y ama a María.
Mary is living her life for God, and God is telling her how she is highly favored.
María está viviendo su vida por el Señor, y el Señor le deja saber cómo ha ganado su favor.
Mary had obtained favor from God.
María ha obtenido el favor del Señor.
How did this happen?
¿Cómo pasó esto?
What did she do to get this honor?
¿Qué es lo que hizo para?
And I'm here to tell you that what she had was simply the grace of God. You know, another word for grace is goodwill. Goodwill. Let's read it. Turn it, just go forward to chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke. And let's look at chapter 2, verses 9 through 14.
Vamos a leer Lucas 2, del 9 al
14.
Al 14.
There's shepherds out in the field by night. We know the story very well. Shepherds are out in the field.
Los pastores están afuera pastoreando.
And it says there in verse 9, let's read it together. It says, and then an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were very afraid.
Sucedió que un ángel del Señor se les apareció. La gloria del Señor los envió en su luz, y se llenaron de temor.
But the angel said to them, listen, do not fear. For I bring you good news of joy, which shall be to all people.
Pero el ángel les dijo, no tengan miedo. Miren que les he traído buenas noticias, que serán motivo de mucha alegría para todo el pueblo.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Hoy les ha nacido en la ciudad de David un Salvador, que es Cristo el Señor.
And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Esto les servirá de señal. Encontrarán a un niño envuelto en pañales y acostado en un pesebre.
Suddenly there was with the angel a company of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
de repente apareció una multitud de ángeles del cielo y alababan a Dios y decían,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
Gloria a Dios en las alturas y en la tierra paz a los que gozan de su buena voluntad.
Buena voluntad. Goodwill. You know what that word means? Favor.
Esa palabra.
What's amazing about this story is this. We see Mary, who is there minding her own business. I believe she had a heart after God. Amen. But in her heart after God, God is speaking to her, "You have found favor in my sight." And the question is asked, well, then how can I find favor in the sight of God? And I'm here to tell you how. This favor of God is not something you can work for. That doesn't mean we don't live for God. Don't misunderstand. But this favor of God comes from God to you. And it comes from God because He wants to show you and me goodwill. He wants to show you favor. And He says it, or it's brought out here with what the angels have declared. The angels have declared the Savior has been born. This is good news of great joy, the Scripture says. The Scripture says that it's for all people. Not just a certain few. Not just a certain skin color. It's for everyone. And He says the Savior has been born this day in Bethlehem. And then all of a sudden, with that angel comes a whole company of angels. And all these angels in heaven are singing this beautiful praise. And they're saying, "Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill toward men." When you have received the Savior, you receive the favor of God. The very fact that God gave Jesus for all humanity shows that God wants to give favor to everyone. For this is goodwill and favor towards men. God could have left man without hope. But God loves humanity. And God displayed His favor towards you and me by giving His Son to you and me. Mary didn't do anything to deserve this. But God showed her favor. Another way to define grace. Is unmerited favor. Favor without works. Think about it. Grace. We don't deserve God's favor. But God gives us His grace. We're saved by grace through faith. And God has extended His grace and His favor to you and to me. By giving us His Son. And when you and I have received His Son, we've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by faith. We have received God's favor. How does a person find favor with God? It's by simply receiving Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. Favor is defined this way. It's looking kindly upon someone. It's even treating someone with special regard. It's approving consideration or attention. Approving consideration or attention. Did you know that God approves you? You know, so many people are looking for man's approval. And some people just constantly are rejected. They try and they strive to please people. And yet I'm here to tell you who approves of them. God will show you favor. God approves of you through His Son. God will give you kind regard. He looks kindly upon you. How many of you have ever found favor with someone? It could have been a teacher, a coach. It could have been a boss. Even a family member. You know whenever you have favor. You go to them and ask them for something. And they're very accepting of you. They've got your back. They watch out for you. They just favor you. This is how God looks at you. God doesn't show favorites. He treats everyone the same. God isn't going to treat me, your pastor, better than you. He wants to treat us all the same. He gives us favor. That's acceptance. That's looking kindly towards us. It's working circumstances out to help you out. It's acceptance. It's love. I'm there for you. And God has done this through His Son when you accepted Him as Savior. When that angel said to Mary, "You are highly favored," He speaks those same words to you. The people that are in the world, those that are outside of Christ, they don't know the favor of God. But you that are His, You have obtained the favor of God.
Tú has obtenido el favor del Señor.
You are highly favored in Christ.
Tú has, eres, tienes el favor de él en gran manera.
Amen.
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 You are loved and highly favored.
Tú has sido, tú eres amado y favorecido.
Think about it. God loves you.
Piensen, Dios los ama.
And when we think about the gift of His Son,
y cuando nosotros pensamos en el, regalo del Señor,
some have said He bankrupt heaven.
Algunos dicen que, han quebrado, ha quedado en quiebra el cielo.
In order to give you and me His Son.
En orden para darte a ti y a mí, a nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We can't fully comprehend the beauty of all of this.
La belleza de todo esto.
It's something that even the angels look into.
Es algo que los ángeles también miran.
You are favored of God.
Nosotros somos, tenemos el favor del Señor.
The scripture says God is for you, not against you.
La escritura dice que Dios está contigo, no en contra tuyo.
Can you say praise the Lord to that? We receive God's favor because we are in Christ Jesus. One more scripture. Look in chapter 2 of Luke. Look at the very last verse. Look what happened with Jesus. It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men.
Jesús siguió creciendo en sabiduría y estatura, y cada vez más gozaba el favor de Dios y de toda la gente.
Jesus obtained the favor of God for us.
Jesucristo obtuvo el favor del Señor para nosotros.
And because we are favored,
y porque somos favorecidos,
we live as favored.
Vivimos como favorecidos.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are the favored of God,
porque nosotros somos favorecidos del Señor,
we live as the favored of God.
Vivimos como favorecidos del Señor.
Praise the Lord. Say, I am favored of God. Say it one more time. I am favored of God. Amen. Let's stand.